got to be some record setting. And initially, he in 1999, he won his first election, his first selectman. Since then, he has been reelected for seven terms, the last two being four-year terms. I guess they changed the charter so that Rudy wouldn't have to run every 2 years. Now he could run every 4 years. But we were all concerned to hear that he was laid low with COVID-19. And originally, when he got the disease and then he came back, we all assumed he was back to work perfectly. But then last week, Rudy Marconi made the news again because he tested positive with COVID-19 after having the virus for about 6 weeks, which he says wasn't uncommon at all. So joining us now, we got a little intro for you, Rudy. Here's our intro for you today. We thought we'd give you a little tutti frutti on Rudy because we were thinking about Little Richard, and we figured that had to be your song. Hi, Rudy. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Nice to hear your voice again. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. Just waiting for that final negative test, which hopefully I'll get in this week. But it's been a long road, but feel much better, obviously.
Were you hospitalized with it at all?
No. I got sick April 1st or a little bit before then. I knew I was sick on April 1st, and by Saturday, I was sixth or seventh. I was tested on Monday. They gave me the positive results. And I really stayed in bed that whole time from the first, up and down, you know, walk around a little bit, back in bed. And the test came back positive. And that's when Tuesday, I was still failing. And that following Wednesday, the 8th, I really, that night was my worst night, ended up on oxygen. They brought oxygen in on the 8th as I was going downhill. And the doctors felt that it would be better for me to convalesce at home. I had my wife here who could help me. Bad news for her, unfortunately. But with the oxygen for 8 days and getting up, walking around several times a day, doing deep breathing exercises multiple times a day with her urging, because I'm not the best patient, we were just able to see our way clear. But let me tell you, some of the things that you experience, it's difficult. This is not the 24-hour, 48-hour flu, and you bounce back, get rid of the fever in a day or two in bed, and you're up and about. This has long-lasting implications for a lot of people, and of course, there are different strains. Some people have a very light version of it. Others, unfortunately, end up in the hospital on the ventilators, and some never coming home, unfortunately. So it's a serious, very highly contagious. I have no idea how I got it. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, no one in town hall caught it. So
wow.
It's bizarre.
Wow.
Absolutely bizarre.
But, so you were the only one. You were the only one in town hall for Richfield that was laid low with it. Other people might have been asymptomatic. Was everybody tested? We're chatting with Rudy Marconi, first selectman in Richfield. Was everybody in town hall tested?
They are being tested now. We've implemented a full test program. We've completed all of our first responders with both the nasal swab and the blood draw
for
the antibodies.
We're
doing
that myself.
Both tests.
I need to get that. I want that.
Yeah. We're testing every town employee at this point, and it should be complete maybe in another week to give everyone. And it really helped in the first responders in terms of two ways. Number one, giving them that level of confidence that because of their multi-exposures in different situations, that they hadn't brought it home and they were clear. Every one of them tested negative. And I think only two came back with antibodies, which means they had it, recovered, and developed the antibodies.
Right.
But no one tested positive. Close to 100 people. We expanded it into our parks department, and now we're doing all town employees, clerical, everyone.
And this is obviously not at any cost to anybody.
No cost to anyone, no. Our insurance carrier covers it for us. And anyone who doesn't have insurance, which is zero because they're all town employees, but would be covered as well. There is a federal program where the testing company can bill it to the federal program if insurance does not cover it and get and can receive payment.
So this is really interesting. We're chatting with Rudy Marconi. Do you know if you're the first person, the first selectman in Connecticut to create or insist upon or provide for town hall-wide testing of everybody?
We might be. Well, I haven't checked. You might be. I haven't asked.
I haven't heard about this yet. I haven't heard about this in my own
town. But I think it's imperative. You know, Lisa, when you go through it and you experience it yourself, it gives it a whole new perspective and a sense of urgency for me, because I don't want anyone to get as sick as I did. Now, yes, I did not end up in the hospital, but doctors were calling here every day. I was right on the verge of having them say, bring them up here, because they measure your blood ox and your blood oxygen level. What I've been told, I'm not a medical professional, so I don't mean to step on anyone's toes, but I've been told that the blood oxygen level is an indication of how well your lungs are functioning,
sure,
getting the oxygen into your blood. And if your blood ox gets down, some say 90, some say 93, they like to see it at 95. My blood ox without oxygen was down at 83, 86, 85.
It's no good.
So that's when I went on the oxygen immediately. But at the same time, you experience every symptom you can think of, from lack of taste and smell, upset stomach, not being able to really digest anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Headaches.
You had a bad
sore
case,
throats,
Rudy.
Fever.
We're chatting with Rudy Marconi. You had a bad case.
Yeah, lost 12 to 15. I think it was closer to 15 pounds I lost. It was a full 30 days I was down. And finally, when my blood ox started coming back, Dr. Hearn said, okay, I think we can remove the oxygen, see how you feel, make sure you're still – what it is that sickness wants you to stay in bed. That's the only place you want to be. You don't want to get up and walk around. You don't want to do breathing exercises. You don't want anyone bothering you. It takes over your body. And it's terrible, because the longer you stay in bed, and, you know, you don't want to develop a clotting issue. I'm 72 years old. As one reporter said it, you're right in the wheelhouse of age. And I said, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, so yeah, that was the critical point of getting up, walking around, yeah, et cetera. So we were successful doing it right here at home. But the experience was a pretty a never-ending memory of that, I can tell you.
Is that the sickest you've ever been, Rudy? Is that
the sickest? Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of pain,
yeah,
I've had a kidney stone. That was pretty painful.
Okay.
But the pain was there and it was gone.
Gone, right.
But with this, as I said, you lose control. You know, I remember sitting on the bathroom floor one night trying to open. I had terrible nausea, terrible, almost like a seasickness. And they had prescribed Zofran for me. So I remember it came in a child-proof package.
Oh, God.
And I'm sitting there at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out, why can't I open this?
Oh.
Dear God, please let me open this. I feel so sick. God, please, come on. You got to help me. And I gave up and slept on the floor there. So it's a tough disease, and it's a very, very difficult virus. And like I said, you can definitely, it's asymptomatic. It's serious. And
yeah,
and for people who have
brought the
been
world
through
to its
it,
knees. It's brought the world to its knees, Rudy. There's a reason for that.
Absolutely. And so how I look at it may be a little different than someone else who may not even have had a family or a friend go through it. And that's why I feel so critical that the testing, we don't have many tools in our toolbox, but we can test people And people can voluntarily get tested if you think you've been exposed, if you've had a slight fever, aches and pains, lost your sense of taste or smell, any of those, call your PCP, call your primary care physician, get tested. It is worth doing. And it doesn't mean that you can never catch it if you're negative, but we need to begin looking at testing once a month, every couple of weeks for people. Mm-hmm. Sure. And that's what we're beginning to look at for our employees. And once we complete this program here for the employees, we're making arrangements to set up town-wide testing where people can come in, anyone in our community, and be tested. And for those who test positive, we are going to begin our own contact tracing. And I've got a couple of volunteers, several right now. And as I said to Dick Blumenthal yesterday when we were discussing it, that for a municipality to do it, it's much more controllable.
Sure.
When you look at it from the state level, you have almost 3.6 million people in our state. For the state to make an agreement, and I certainly appreciate it. I'm not criticized, don't get me wrong, but I'm thinking about the size of the project. When you are going to be collecting data from all over the state for 3.6 million people, you're implementing a brand new software package. We've all been through that. With technology today, we know what happens with software. It's got to get modified. There's a glitch here. There's a glitch there. They're doing a 30-day program. We're looking at 60 days, optimistically, I believe, to get it up and running. 60 days with this virus, how many people do you think are going to die? How many more people are going to be added to the list of those being infected? And not all of them, fortunately, will suffer the severe strain where they end up in the hospital on a ventilator, thank God, because I think we're educating ourselves on how to take better care of ourselves quicker and mm-hmm. more efficiently, like sure. getting onto oxygen right away,
right.
either through the nasal tubes or a sleep apnea mask before you go to the ventilator.
Getting on your belly, that's another one,
yeah.
Tony. Yeah.
So I think municipalities have to take the bull by the horn, have to take a more aggressive position, like the federal government told the states, you need to do more.
Okay.
I think the states need to tell municipalities, we're here to answer questions, get going, start organizing, and get this done.
All right.
And
Rudy
it'll happen.
Yeah. Well, Rudy Marconi, it's really, I'm really interested in hearing your approach because it's the first time I'm hearing it. I'm interested in the fact that you, as the first selectman, have made sure that everybody in town hall is going to be tested. You're doing your
right.
own contact tracing in the town. It just sounds like a very proactive response to making sure people are safe and healthy and comfortable and feel safe and healthy and comfortable.
And that
both.
Too. Yeah.
And it's both.
Yeah.
You know, you have to.
As with the first responders, yes,
yeah.
they not
and
only
the
felt
responders.
A sense of comfort being
yep.
able to go home and visit their families, but
right.
it also improved morale knowing that the protocols
exactly.
that we are following,
right.
the wiping down, the sanitizers being used, is working.
Yeah.
And it let them
it.
Know I've got to keep doing this.
Gotta
if I don't want to catch this.
All right. Well, Rudy Marconi, we'll be thrilled to hear when you finally test negative for this thing and it's out of your body completely as an active virus.
I know.
But it's wonderful to hear your voice and your leadership, and
okay.
I'm glad that you joined us on the show today. You be well, okay?
Thank you. Okay,
thank you.
You too. Stay
Rudy
safe.
Rudy Marconi on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.